This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We are getting a first look tonight at new documents Republicans say show Justice Department and FBI bias against the Trump presidential campaign. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is here with the breaking details. Good evening, Catherine.
Well, thank you. But Fox News has learned through an investigative source new details about the basis for the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe's termination. McCabe was fired in March for three violations of the FBI's ethics code, first uncovered by the Justice Department's Inspector General, and then affirmed by the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility. They include lack of candor under oath, lack of candor not under oath, as well as the improper disclosure of non-public information to the media about the existence of the FBI Clinton Foundation investigation. In October 2016, after the Wall Street Journal reported on a possible conflict because McCabe's wife took sizable campaign donations from Democrats for a state Senate race, McCabe wanted to set the record straight. He instructed FBI lawyer Lisa Page and FBI Public Affairs Chief Michael Corton to work with the reporter. It was McCabe's lack of candor about the media contact that led to his termination. The investigative source said the testimony of lawyer Lisa Page to internal investigators was critical because it directly contradicted her boss, Andrew McCabe. Then Director James Comey said he never authorized the leak. In a separate development, text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page indicate that Strzok traveled to London in early August 2016 to interview a key witness, just days after the FBI opened an investigation into alleged contact between Russian officials and the Trump campaign. The two FBI officials appeared to debate amongst themselves about what they will share with their superiors at the Justice Department when Strzok returns to D.C. Strzok writes, "I think we need to consider the lines of what we disclose to DOJ. For example, the last stipulation notes we will not disclose." Less than a week later, the text suggests a series of high-profile briefings began on the Hill and at the White House. There was no immediate response tonight from McCabe's lawyer or the bureau brat.
Kevin, thank you.
You're welcome.
Smoking. They, wow, it's unbelievable what's going on. Of course, Andrew McCabe is saying all these attacks on his family are false. It's utterly absurd. You would expect him to say that. Republican Mark Meadows has stated that the firing of Andrew McCabe was not politically motivated. But I'll tell you, this thing is, can we really get down to the bottom of it? I mean, for all the money that we've spent investigating what's going on, and it would seem that Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page and Stork are just right in the eye of the needle of all this. I thought it was interesting, too, with James Comey saying he didn't authorize the leak, which is to suggest what you have authorized leaks going on. I mean, this is incredible, that what is going on, including the Mueller case, which they said, they've got everything so buttoned down, they're really disciplined and all this. But we still find out things, about the investigation that if they were all buttoned down, we shouldn't be knowing about it, right? We should be waiting to hear what the final disposition is and the final report, not all these convenient leaks that go out that seem to serve the cause for Robert Mueller. So it's interesting, the whole new language that America is learning out of the Beltway in trying to apprehend the language of Washington, D.C. Is it any wonder that mainstream America says, this is bad drama. Why do I even want to be involved with this? And, again, we go back to what we were talking with Stephen Strang, about Donald Trump, but also about Billy Graham, about spending more time in the Word of God than spending time with politicians. Because when you get caught up in all this stuff, it's like you're in a bucket of gum. And do we have better things to do? Maybe you just step back and let these guys fight it out, and and then we'll pick up the pieces later on. But be prepared. There's going to be some pieces that need to be picked up, and it is going to be essential that people of morality, okay, which is what our Constitution was designed for, was for people of morality, that we, return to our rightful position of authority and take back this country. Let these guys go ahead and fight themselves out. They've turned themselves, twisted themselves into all kinds of knots and lies and everything. But sooner or later, it's got to implode on itself. So, you know, stand back, let it happen, and then get ready for the cleanup. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Not to mention a vault of previous interviews that you may want to hear, download at your convenience, share them with your friends. By all means, our gift to you, because we're givers. That's the way we roll. Michael Velarde is with us. Well, I tell you, it's been a while since Michael and I have talked, and it's good to reconnect with him. Michael's background is that he was a retired IRS criminal investigator, having left that position back in August of 2010 after 22 years of admirable service. At that point, he became an enrolled agent and started the tax division at the Protection Law Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then in July 2011, after helping many people solve their tax issues with the IRS, Michael decided to go out on his own and start Mike Velarde, LLC, where he deploys his unique set of skills and knowledge about the ins and outs of the IRS to serve anyone with a serious tax issue. Michael, good to be talking with you. Again, it's been a long time, and I'm glad that we could reconnect here. How have you been?
Great. Thanks for having me back, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity to be on your show again.
Well, Michael, you know, when we talked before, we were talking about the early ills of the IRS and how it had been weaponized. And, you know, and I was sad for you and other IRS investigators and people who have been associated with the IRS. It has been a proud institution. And to see it become weaponized and out of control, like in ways that we had never seen before. And that's not to say that it has been totally pure. I mean, when you have a powerful entity, an institution like the IRS, you have reigning administrations. You know, you can go back to LBJ and Richard Nixon. You know, the Clintons, they've been able to unfairly utilize this honored institution. And I imagine it still is tough for you in light of, you know, Lois Lerner and what happened in the most recent administration that challenges the credibility of this time-honored institution.
Yeah, and, then, you know, there's a lawsuit that the judge approved $3.5 million in compensation to all those Tea Party groups that were victimized by Lois.
I got to tell you, Michael, that's ridiculous, $3.5 million, what they did. That is such a peanut amount of money. I know that, you know, we're the ones paying for it, but I mean, what was done to these conservative groups and basically what was done to us, we the people, and that is that, we probably had at least, I think in going back on the genesis of this, and you might know better, but because of what Lois Lerner and the IRS did, there were probably at least six on a national level, not to mention local, but on a national level, at least six voting cycles that was impacted by what they did.
Oh, yeah, and it definitely affected the outcome of the 2012 election to some degree, because all those groups would have been running ads that they didn't have the opportunity to run.
Yeah, they couldn't afford it. There was no tax exemption. You know, they were picking and choosing, and anybody with a conservative reference in their name, whether it was Tea Party or the conservative or whatever, they were, you know, they were slow-walked for any kind of tax exemption. I think there's probably some of those groups that are still waiting for their tax exemption, even under this this new regime. But all that needs to be righted. But meanwhile, you know, there was a lot of wrong that took place here. And Michael is a, you know, a former IRS, investigator and participant. You know, I'm sure you look back on your association with the IRS as proud service, and then you get stuff like this that gets in the way, and that's unfortunate for you and others.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that she wasn't prosecuted, because she gave IRS documents over to the FBI agents, and that violates disclosure laws, which are like mandatory jail sentences. It's mind blowing that nothing was done. She should have been in jail. She shouldn't have been able to collect the pension. She should have been in jail. That's what should have happened.
Oh, but meanwhile, she did. She ended up with a golden parachute exiting stage left. But this is what liberals do. They protect their own. And Lois Lerner is just one of a long line of people that obliterated our laws and added to the chaos. They didn't help, made things a lot worse. And I don't know, even, well, you know, I guess if you're so far to the left, it doesn't matter, because the ends justify the means, so to speak. So it doesn't matter. But, you know, for fair-minded Americans who sit at their dining tables every night trying to figure out what the heck's going on with our government, you know, this is a bit disheartening. But the fact of the matter is that the people are winning in the long run. Yes, we've had to go through a hit like this and wade through it and waste a lot of money and time. And here we are. We're doing it again because, you know, what's going on? You know, they hate Donald Trump. Forget about any good that he's doing. Let's just hate Donald Trump and, you know, waste a lot of money.
Yeah, I've never seen such division in the country like there is today.
Right.
I mean, I can't remember an election where they just targeted the president so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely have, you know, taken off the gloves. It's no holds barred. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, if they're going to get out, and I keep saying to the Democratic Party and those that are reasonable, is that you need to get over it. You got to quit drinking the grape juice here, because, we need the Democratic Party involved in the conversation if we're going to solve this problem. This is the United States of America. It's not just red America. It's not just blue America or an independent America. It's all of us coming together for a common cause. We all have an answer to the solution. It's a critical puzzle piece for a time such as this that we need their involvement in the conversation, do we not?
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right. I mean, it would be much better if everybody could work together and make the country a better place. The problem is there's such a split on what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the borders. Look at immigration.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Well, the thing is interesting. I'm in California. I'm on the West Coast. I've been here for several weeks and watching firsthand, up close and personal, what's going on here in this sanctuary state. And I got to tell you, Governor Brown and the progressives once again have misunderstood, you know, the voting public. I mean, they are outraged. They cannot seem to make sense of this sanctuary state policies, fighting against Donald Trump. And they're getting exposed big time, not only here in California, but what do we got? The 400 now, over 400 sheriffs that have joined in to come against these sanctuary cities that have been on the increase across the country. I mean, it's absolute idiocy to think that we need to protect illegal immigrants who are out there killing our family members. And I don't say that as a wholesale number. We know that. We know that empirically, in every state of the union, there has been a murder at the hands of an illegal immigrant in this country, according to the Reformation Project, the Remembrance Project, I mean.
Right. I mean, it's amazing where the mayor, Oakland, signed up and to protect them.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unimaginable that you protect the criminals instead of the citizens.
Well, this could end up being their Waterloo, Michael Velarde. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. We've got lots of things to talk about, so stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, independent and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Michael Velarde is with us, a retired IRS criminal investigator, having left that position in August of 2010 after 22 years of admirable service. And, Michael, I wanted to talk to you about your book, The Time of His Coming. is we've been, it seems to have been the theme today has been a an earnest connection and remembrance of God's plan of salvation and the fact that this is God's popcorn stand. We may think in the midst of all these, in all this rhetoric about politics and everything that we want to get exercised over, that God is still in control, that none of this is happening as a surprise to God, is it?
No, absolutely not. God has a plan. I mean, that's what the book of Revelation is about. What I try to do in my book, The Time of His Coming, is make that easy to understand for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had some very unique experiences. I had a television show back in New York. I was on cable after 9/11, and I had the opportunity to interview a guy named Kamal Saleem. He was the number three guy in the PLO.
Mm.
He came on my show and explained the plan of Islam to take over the world. You know, so I took some of that knowledge and information and put it in the book and included it with the prophecies of the Bibles and the prophecies of the Quran. And so you have a real clear understanding of the order and sequence of events as dictated by the Bible.
I think it's quite interesting when you have other philosophies and faiths and religions that have similar takeoffs and similar references to the book of Revelation and the time of, you know, whether it's their prophet, you know, it's similar to the truth. But that is what happens with deception, is that you have to know in much the same way as counterfeiters or people that discern counterfeit money, for example. It's not that they study the counterfeit. They study the genuine. In studying the genuine, they understand when something is less than or it's corrupt, right?
Absolutely correct. I mean, this migration in Europe was a planned event. See, they believe, Islam believes, according to Kamal, 2001, when they hit us with at the World Trade Centers, that began what's called the third jihad. It's the final jihad that'll bring about the caliphate. Now, the guy from ISIS tried to say that he was a caliphate, but he really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that caliphate is, I believe, the Antichrist of the Bible.
Yeah,
because
he was more caliphate. Then caliphate, yes, exactly. Right.
Because if you're a Muslim, when the caliphate comes, you have a sworn allegiance to do what he says, kind of like when in Nazi Germany you took an allegiance to Hitler.
Yeah, blood oath, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, because the relationship you have to Allah is you are a slave to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have rights in Islam. So in Islam, you sacrifice yourself for Allah. So when these people hit the World Trade Centers and they were killing themselves, they believed that the blood of every infidel that they killed would cleanse the sins of their relatives and that they were going to get rewarded with 72 virgins or it'll have 72 virgins and the, you know, the list of virgins goes on. But my point is that it's totally different than Christianity. In Christianity, Christ died for you. He paid the price and your relationship is you are a child of God. When you have that relationship with Christ. In Islam, you are a slave to Allah, and you need to sacrifice yourself for Allah to appease him.
Mm, exactly. Well, and, you know, Muhammad never claimed to be God. We only know of one who claimed to be God, and last time they checked the grave, it was empty, Michael.
That's
so
right.
His ministry, Jesus' ministry, was validated time and again. And at that time, you know, around 2,000 years ago, the people of Israel, the people of the world, many missed the time of his coming the first time. You don't want to miss it the second time, do you?
No, you don't.
Right.
And that's what my book does. My book explains the order and sequence of events, explains how and why, and I wrote it in such a way that not only is there a lot of scripture in it, but I wrote it from the standpoint of two characters that I created, what it would be like to live through the tribulation period, what's going to happen leading up to that period of time, the rapture. All the events that the Bible speaks about are in the book,
exactly.
In an easily understandable order and sequence.
Michael, how does a former IRS agent, an investigator, write a book about Jesus' second coming? How did that come about?
Well, what happened? happened was, you know, 9/11, I was sent to the dumps to look for body parts of that they were bringing in on trucks from the debris. And we found a couple, and it was pretty gruesome.
I bet.
And, you know, it just goes to show you that you don't know in this world. I mean, today could be your last day. You just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And life is fleeting, you know, at best. And when I saw those, and just the horror of being there and experiencing that, I 5 years later, I decided that people really need to know about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And I tried to make Bible prophecy easy to understand, because you go to churches, they're just not well taught. Mm-hmm. It's not a well taught subject. And then I had the opportunity to interview some Muslim, former Muslim terrorists, Zakaria Anani and Kamal Saleem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were explaining to me, especially Kamal. Kamal was the number three guy in the Muslim Brotherhood. He had gone to Saudi Arabia to approach the king in 1973 with the Quran, mm-hmm. and other members. And they said, look, here is the Quran. It says that you must commit either men or jihad. You know, men are money to jihad.
Right.
What are you going to do? And the king said, give me a week. He comes back, and they said, we'll give you money. And they've contributed billions of dollars. When Muslims come over here from some of those countries over there, they're financed by the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're given $100,000 to come to the United States. They're given additional money to wear the jihad thing to make Islam seem normal, like a normal religion. And mm-hmm. when I asked Kamal, I said, what is the weakness of America? He said, it's diversity. He says, you will give Islam the same respect you'll give Christianity and Judaism. And that's how we're going to get in and we're going to take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a definitive plan. I mean, after all, they've made it real clear. But here we are in the arrogance of the West and our mindset, you know, like so many other empires historically that said they're too big to fail. They're impenetrable. But we saw in 9/11 that wasn't the case. And in much the same way as the children of Israel did, it's noted in Isaiah 9, they just said, hey, we got attacked because, you know, our walls weren't tall enough. We weren't strong enough. We're going to do a better job, instead of realizing that their vulnerability came when they turned their back on God, and God turned their back on them, and he lifted his hand of protection away from the United States. Now, I believe that we've gotten a little bit of a stay here. I refer to it, Michael, as a Nineveh moment. If you remember, when the prophet went to Nineveh the first time and said, look, you got problems here. And it was the elders and the leaders of the country realized, and they put themselves in sackcloth and asked God for forgiveness. And God healed them and gave them a 100-year reprieve. I'm not sure what's in the future of America if we'll get a 100-year reprieve, but no doubt we're living in a period of reprieve right now, where God's hand of judgment is, I believe, being held back right now. And part of the reason that that's the case is because people of faith have been praying, have been seeking God's face, have been humbling themselves, as the Bible talks about. And, you know, and we've got a time to where we can, you know, convince more people, share with them the gospel with boldness and love, and see if we can, you know, right this ship. I mean, look, God knows the time, and our challenge is to sync up with his time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If anybody wants the book, it's thetimeofhiscoming.com.
That's where they can also go for more information. It's all right there. Well, Michael, it's great to be connected with you again. I appreciate you coming here to tell your story, remind some of our audience who have known you from being on this show before. And again, we wish you all the best. And again, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Yes. Yeah. There's two ways. If you're interested in the book, it's at thetimeofhiscoming.com. If you need tax help for the IRS, it's winningtaxsolutions.com. That's winningtaxsolutions.com. You know, all my information is there.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, you know, and we all need hope. Think about it, you know. And speaking of hope, no one knows the feelings of hopelessness and overcoming those feelings of hopelessness better than our next guest, author Libby Gill. Libby has overcome a family legacy of alcoholism, mental illness, suicide, and more to, in turn, share her strategies for success on the Today Show. She's been featured on CNN, Dr. Phil, and elsewhere. And she's with us right now. Libby, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about, you know, the things that you've learned. Congratulations on your book, The Hope-Driven Leader, Harness the Power of Positivity at Work. But I want to talk about the crucial underpinning of your experience, and that has to do with hope. The most critical yet overlooked element of success in work and in life, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's funny. People think of hope as sort of a squishy or kind of an abstract concept. But it's, to me, it's exactly the opposite. And I've worked in Hollywood for 20 years in television. Now as an executive coach, I go in and I work with leaders. And I find that who people are at the deepest core of themselves, when they bring the best part of themselves to work, they really are feeding hope. But on the other hand, I also hear a lot of people say things like, hope is not a strategy or hope is not a plan. And what that really, that's kind of nails on the chalkboard to me.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, it's really about tapping into the sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always used hope as kind of I'm fanning the flames, you know, I'm just trying to move towards my best life.
Exactly.
And Yeah. And then I discovered as I was, as that became sort of my mantra for work and life, that there is this body of science from called hope theory, and it comes from medicine and positive psychology. Not unlike the happiness research we've all seen, you know, mm-hmm. so many different happiness books, which are great. But hope is its own unique thing. It is the hope theorists, the real pioneers out of that medicine and psychology tell us that hope is about having a fundamental belief that change is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
most people would say, well, sure, who doesn't believe that? But if you think about your own life, there is somebody that we all know that says, you know, you can't fight City Hall, or it is what it is. And those are sort of the people that are starving hope as opposed to feeding it. Mm-hmm. And hope theory is really about that sense that change is possible and an expectation that what you do as an individual, only mm-hmm. what you do drives the outcome. It's not your boss, it's not the government, it's not your spouse. It's the actions that you take every day. So when you link your beliefs with your daily behaviors, focused on a vision of the future that's going to get you where you want to go, but it's also grounded in pragmatism, where you understand that obstacles and challenges come with the process, then you've got the stamina, the wherewithal to keep moving towards that, even if it's difficult.
Well, the one thing about hope, and there's so many elements to it, is that it can sound a bit ethereal. But if you are a hopeful person and you've seen how hope has served you and that it's a reflection of that inner light within your deep spirit that, you know, kind of leads you through some dark areas of life, because we will all hit those peaks and valleys of life, and those valleys that draw us down, that cause our body, you know, to shrink and our heads to bow down. And, you know, we've gone through in this culture, as you know, Libby, over the last, you know, 8 years or so, a lot of people have been feeling very hopeless. And suddenly now there's a lot of hope that's been ignited, not to make this just a political thing, but I think it is a victory for humanity that now in this country you have people that are a lot more positive than they were heretofore.
Yeah, and you're right. Even without getting into politics, which is so divisive, mm-hmm. I mean, you see people taking action, taking a stand that might not have ever done it before. So they're kind of coming to that personal reckoning of how do I infuse a sense of hopefulness? How do I make the future better, not just for myself, but for others?
Exactly.
And in my book, In the Hope-Driven Leader, I get into the specifics of that, including how you can measure hope. Mm-hmm. And what was so fascinating to me was there's a psychologist who was one of the pioneers of this field who took a sabbatical and thought, hey, I'm going to go check out some books at the college library and read up on hope, only to discover there weren't any academic or scientific books. Plenty of poetry and philosophy.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he found it was because it had never been measured. And, of course, you know, scientific types like to, you know, it doesn't count if you can't measure it. So he created a hope scale. And I had the good fortune to be able to recreate that in my book and then add some additional tools that will take you through how hopeful are you and what's in the way.
Exactly. Well, we have a limited amount of time, but very briefly, give us an idea how do we measure hope?
Well, first of all, you go through this 12-step quiz that will measure sort of what they call your agency, your ability to harness this.
Right.
And then I take you through an exercise where you check in on yourself for a week, 2 weeks, and just catch yourself at different times, and I explain this in detail, but what are you doing? How are you feeling? Are the behaviors, the actions that you're taking at any given time, are they leading you towards where you want to go in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And just that check-in will tell you, hey, you know what? What I'm doing today, like what I'm doing right now, talking to you, spreading this message of hope, that leads me to where I want to go. And everybody can do that. It's not as difficult as we think.
Yeah, some of the questions, I can think of many ways to get out of a jam. I energetically pursue my goals. I feel tired most. You're rating yourself on this. And so, you know, the bottom line is you're going to get an idea of the measurement of your hope. I worry about my health. Even when others get discouraged, I know I can find a way to solve the problem. It's in her book, The Hope-Driven Leader, and this will encourage you because it'll give you an assessment. And so you don't have to go walking around like Eeyore with your head hanging down, unless that's what you want to do. And if that's what you want to do, then you could find yourself quite lonely because, let's face it, people are more attracted to people who have hope than do not, right?
Right. We want to be the Tiggers of the world, not the Eeyores.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, and for you, Libby, for what you've experienced in your life, I mean, this is revelation that you, as a result of the experiences, you've had some tough family legacy to deal with.
Yeah, and I had my brother was so gracious to me. Mental illness, as I said, runs in the family, or as you said. And my brother is schizophrenic and bipolar. I'm his guardian. And he let me interview him and talk about it. It's a chapter I call Radical Hopefulness. And it's about people that have really challenging homelessness, hopelessness, homelessness, illnesses, mental and physical. And we sit back and think, boy, those are so huge. What can I do as an individual? But in fact, I had a lot of people, formerly homeless people, people with severe physical illnesses, tell me what others can do.
Right.
And how we can help them and ourselves feed that level of hopefulness.
Not that complex, is it, when it comes down to it?
No, it's being about the best version of yourself. And if we would all be a little kinder and a little more compassionate, we'd probably have a better world.
Let's all raise our hands and swear to that, okay?
Yes.
Let's make a pledge and go out and be that difference that we want to see in others. What about the four traits that high hope people share? This will be the last question as we wrap things up here, Libby. You and I could be talking for days about this stuff. This is really good stuff. Four traits that high people share, which low hope people don't.
Well, I'm going to count us both in this, but we set a greater number of goals. We set goals that are more difficult, more ambitious to attain, yet we're more successful at reaching our goals and we have less distress and more happiness along the way. We believe we control our destiny and we can make the future happen.
Exactly. Where do they go for more information?
You can go right to my website at LibbyGill.com and download a chapter right there or pre-order the book or go to Amazon and buy The Hope-Driven Leader.
Let me tell you, you're going to be blessed with this, ladies and gentlemen. Quite inspiring, and there's great insight here that Libby Gill shares with us. Libby, thank you so much for your vulnerability and your honesty and The Hope-Driven Leader. Harness the power of positivity at work. Libby Gill on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Libby. Have a great day.
Thank you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
You hear this song, you can't help but be reminded of Libby Gill's book, The Hope-Driven Leader, you know, having this spirit of positivity and hope, because that has been the challenge here in this country, and I see us more and more moving out of hopelessness and into hope, because we're starting to have a fair chance at it. That's one of the core values I have trained many people about, is that you've got to have this sense of competency and the sense of accomplishment. And I think that's been the growing frustration that we have in our country today, is that we see the deep state, we witness the results of it, $21 trillion in debt, the incompetency of our government. And it's easy to kind of roll over and just say, okay, how many more years do I have left in this life that I have to deal with this? But I say, look, it's not about us. It's about our kids and our grandkids and what we're leaving to the next generation. Our next guest, I think, would agree with this. Joe Sixpack, and you hear the name and you think that he must be an everyman figure in much of the same form and fashion of, you remember, Joe the Plumber. But Joe the Sixpack is a real sunglasses, as they tell me, hard hat and all, but he concerns himself less with his persona than with the important issues of the day. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And it's great to have you here, because I think that, President Trump talked about the forgotten man and woman. And I think in a lot of ways you have captured maybe what the mainstream media has forgotten, but mainstream America has not forgotten. They're out there dealing with, you know, the negativity, and they've been dealing with the hopelessness and trying to hang on until, comes Donald Trump and a disruption in the inner sanctum of the Beltway, and things are starting to move again, where we've got unemployment at an all-time low, home ownership on the increase, people enthusiastic about their future, new businesses developing, our national security, challenging some of these idiotic things that have taken place here. I mean, I'm in California. I'm on the West Coast, and this is where I was born and raised. And, you know, spending most of my time in the East Coast, I look, and because I still have kids here, and I think, a sanctuary state? Are you kidding me? I mean, here you got this bankrupt state already, and they continue to shuffle businesses and corporations out of the state, and the governor claims, like, oh, he's just done a great job in starting new jobs. Well, you know, this is ridiculous. We went through this in the previous administration. But, Joe, you know, reality is hard to ignore, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at the facts. You know, but that's typical of the socialists. So, you know, they say they're very good at saying one thing while they're doing quite another, and then accusing the opposition of doing precisely that which they had done. I see it time and again, and I don't know why, quite honestly, the Republicans find it so hard. If an average Joe like me sees it plain as day, why doesn't anybody call them out on these things? It's ridiculous. It makes me wonder if there's really a Democrat or a Republican, or if it's really us against them.
Well, and probably more us against them, Joe, honestly, because what happens is, what they've done is, under the titles of Republican or Democrat, that's irrelevant. I mean, there's an underlying agenda that has to do more with their survival and their ideals, which are goofy. I mean, why would you know, on one hand, you put your hand on the Bible and you swear allegiance to this country to defend at all costs to foreign and domestic, those enemies that would want to uphand against your hand, and yet yourself go out and legislate against it.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. So, I mean, basically what you said is absolutely correct. There is no Democrat and Republican. It's us versus them. And, you know, the other thing that hits me is there's so much vitriol in today's political discourse. I'm trying to bring a little bit of humor. You know, the socialists cannot laugh at themselves. So it's up to us to poke fun at them and poke fun at ourselves and just bring a little, you know, positive attitude to the whole thing. You're not going to win by being negative.
Right.
You know, you see that with successful people. Just apply that to the political discourse, and I think we could make a lot of headway.
Well, you look at the Democrats right now, they're so negative. Everything's about the resistance. And what have they done? I mean, they are a bad joke. And it's unfortunate because they're losing a lot of energy and I believe a lot of followers as a result of it. Because who wants to be around negative people?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And it's, you know, and people are attracted to that. So, you know, go out and make your points and argue with these people, but laugh. Make it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it was Osama bin Laden who said it the best. When people see a strong horse and a weak horse, they naturally gravitate toward the strong horse. So
exactly.
Let's be the strong horse.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. I mean, well, look, case in point, look what Roseanne is doing. You know, it's been a reboot and people are coming, you know, coming around to it. I mean, big numbers in the first week, numbers that have been, I guess they keep getting revised because of, DVR replays and all that sort of thing. So they're saying that it generated somewhere between 28 and 30 million viewers. And its first night out, this second episode was around 15 million. But again, you know, because some of the stiff-necked, not happy people and not funny people want to make fun and take exception, but still had 15 million viewers. But when you do something that's counter the culture, people are going to come at you, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, you can have fun with that, too. Let them come. I look forward to it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, and you got a book coming out, speaking of fun, entitled Socialism Sucks Your Money Out of Your Pocket. We had a pollster here recently that we had an extended conversation with regarding the millennials. Sadly, the numbers represent about 52% of millennials believe more in socialism than capitalism. And I say, well, that's because that's what they've been educated on. But wait until they get into real life and go get a job and find out just how bad socialism sucks, right?
Yeah. I mean, case in point, there was one woman I was talking to at the publishing company. And she said to me, quite honestly, you know, I used to kind of think about this stuff. Back then I started getting my first paycheck. It's really that simple.
Yeah, it really is. And then, I mean, if you really believe in socialism, then get your first paycheck and go and share it, you know, with the rest of the people just in your own building. You don't even have to go and share it outside. Just share it with the rest of them and see how that makes you feel. Not so warm and fuzzy, does it?
That's right. Cold and hungry.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you mentioned the castle theory. Why Europe is Europe and why America is so different. Explain to our audience the castle theory.
Yeah, that's just something that I came up with. I spent a good part of my life in Europe living there, and unfortunately. And, I just wonder, why is it that Americans are so much more risk seekers and the Europeans are so risk averse in everything from war to investing to, you name it. And, what I came up with was in the old days, Middle Ages, you have the castle and you live behind the castle walls for your quote unquote protection. And, outside were the thieves and the bandits and, that was your so-called protection. And then you had the, hardier stock who looked at the, the prospect of getting on a death ship and carving out an existence out of nature in the new country. And they said, well, hell, I'm going to take a gamble.
Right.
And they did. And they went over there. And the hardships, we all know what they went through. A lot of us forget them. But, that was existential stuff. And so there's the stock that we come from and the stock that chose to stay behind the walls. That's the stock that the Europeans come from.
Excellent point.
If you look at the Europeans, the Australians, hell, they're a bunch of criminals.
Yeah.
No wonder they're such risk takers and fun people.
well, and they're still the same. Look at where else can you go and take an entire month of the year off and still expect the same pay? That's not the culture of a democratic republic and what our founding fathers set up. I think ultimately at the very core of all this is that, the founding fathers believed in the ingenuity and the passion of each individual, that given the opportunity to carve out their own future, I'll tell you, it's very powerful. That brings you capitalism in the free market system, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were all about that. Good Lord, if they could see what we're doing, if they could see what even you and I are only doing in the face of all this, they would just turn their backs on us. And I can't say as I blame them.
Well, and that's okay. That's their choice. But look at the people here in America much happier because they have a shot at it. And that's what we ask for. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Just level out the playing field so that we can go and have that. And I believe that's what Donald Trump is doing for we the people right now, is leveling out the playing field on all levels, whether it has to do with international trade, opportunity for us to dream big dreams. I talked to many bankers, and the enthusiasm level, Joe, is exponential since he came into the White House, that you've got more entrepreneurs coming out and saying, hey, that big dream I've been sitting on all these years, hey, it's time. We're putting up the house. We're getting the money. We're scrambling this thing together, and we are going to control our own destinies, and they're living with hope again.
Absolutely, and I think we're going to see that in 2020, all the usual talking head, big mouths, predicting how whatever Trump's going down. We the people have shown time and again, whenever this guy sticks his head up and starts talking, the power he generates. It's Reagan-esque, really.
Yeah, it really is. Would you see the 2018 elections, the midterms, different than the mainstream media? Do you think another surprise is in the offing? I have the sense it is. I don't know. I want to know what your thoughts are.
I would like to think so, but the whole thing with Sessions, I think, really left a sour. What's the man doing? And it's really left, I think, a sour taste in a lot of conservatives' mouths. Who, they might wind up sitting on their hands and not bothering to get out. In my heart, so I don't think so, but they're sure not doing themselves any favors.
If conservatives do that, that's two steps forward, three steps back. This is something that we need to stay vigilant for, and it's worth it, for our kids and our grandkids, isn't it, Joe?
Crucial, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Joe Sixpack has been our guest. Joe, always welcome to come back on. I love the insight. I love, especially when you get the new book out, we're going to help and get behind it. Socialism sucks your money out of your pocket. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you, Bill. All the best.
Take care. You got it.
Take care.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important.